Start from Kufte Zayin Amud Beis, second line from the bottom. Amar Rav Ashi, Betarte Pligi. Pligi Betiltel, Pligi Bemalacha. Rav Ashi says that the Mishnah argues on two things. They're arguing about being Metaltel the Pesach, with its hide, and also the malacha of flaying and skinning the Pesach. V'hachi kam, really. This is what the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruka. Im matzil in tik ha-sefer, im ha-sefer, if you're allowed to save the box with of the Sefer Torah, together with the Sefer Torah, Metaltel or agabosser, you shouldn't be allowed to be metaltel the hide together with the bosser. Rashi, see what he says. V'hachi kamri, betarte pligi. Gabi pesach pligi betiltulo, the osser Rabbi Shmuel letaltel ha-pesach, achar shotzi emurav, afilo michama letzel, mishum or, delab bar tiltulhu. They argue on two things. One is Rabbi Shmuel benosho, Rabbi Yochanan and Bruka. Aser, after you took the Emurim out of the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, so you weren't allowed to move around the Korban Pesach, because it's not something that, what's it called, that's something's mukta. Why? V'lo domi l'shalochin da'amrim b'metomnim sh'metalkin l'osan, because the hides are mukta, and they're not like the hides that the Gemara speaks about before in Memtes, that you're allowed to move them. The Hosam or Behemagasa, the Chazi Lemishteche, well, the Mizgiolai, over there, you can be used for mats or for sitting on. But this is a Gedi or a Kevis, which has a very thin hide, and therefore it's not fit for anything. So it's Muksa. The Hochikam relay, Tshuva Le'inin Tiltel, Lon the Taltel or Agaboser, the Havinomi Kovot Shamayim, the Boser Dumya the Sefer. So the Rabbanan answered him that just like we find in our Mishnah, that you're allowed to be metaltel the tik together with the sefer, that's kvod shamayim, right? If you can only save the sefer Torah by saving it in a tik, so you can move the tik too. So what's it called? Same thing over here. You should be allowed to move the or. Agav the Basar as kvot shamayim. Gemara is obviously going to say there's no comparison. Midami. Hasam nasa basas ledover hamutter. Hacha nasa basas ledover ha'asar. Right? By the tick in the sefer, what's it called? The tick is a basas ledover hamutter. The sefer Torah is mutter to move. Right? There's no reason why the tick should be muksa either. So you have two things that are not muksa. So you're allowed to be metalto. The tick, even though it's extra tircha, with the Sefer Torah, right? Below Shum Dleika, the Sefer Bar Tilfalu. Ledover Ha'aser Kigon Mos. No one's over here yet. So what's it called? But over here, Hacha Nasa Basas Ledover Ha'aser. But over here, the Basar became a Basis to Dover Ha'aser, to the what's it called? To the Or. We'll see Rashi learns the opposite. We'll see. Hacha Hai Or Nasa Basas Ledover Shekulo Aser, the Tilfalu. Shabasar Osla Taltalo. Rashi says over here, now the Gemara thinks it's not only that the or is Osir to Metaltal, even the Basar is Osir to Metaltal. Even if you'll find a way that the or shouldn't be Mukta, the Basar is Mukta. Right? So the or became a Basis Ledover Ha'asar. Why is the Basar Osir to Metaltal? Shabasar Osla Taltalo, the Lachazi Lachila Adursa. Because according to Pesach, he can't eat till the night. So it's not edible. The Pesach eno ne'echel ela b'layla, utzli, and has to be roasted. So it's raw and it's not night. So for two reasons you can't eat it. Rabbi Shmuel, let's lay kvot shamayim b'ne'echel lehedyot, v'afilo ha ve'or toras kliolav nitzer mishum d'havi bosses le'isser. The koshkein d'hu gufa la bar tilkul. Right? And even if the or would not be mukta by itself, like Rashi said before it is, right? It would be 100% mutter to move. Still, it became a basar, so davar aser to the. It's connected to the basar, and even if you know it's not connected, but you wrap it in the or, so it doesn't go bad. Still, it's a basar, so davar aser. So what's the connection between being matriach to save the tick together with the Sefer Torah? The tick is a basis to the Sefer Torah, which is mutter 100%, right? It's only tircha. So in Mela, they were matir to save the tick together with the Sefer Torah. But to move the ore of the Korban Pesach together with the Pesach, there's no comparison. There, both the Korban Pesach is muktzah, and the ore is muktzah. So, and even if the ore wouldn't be muktzah, it'd be a basis of davar ha'aser. Mela, you're not allowed to move it. And the Rabbanan hold, no, you are allowed to move it. And they brought a raya from the tick and the sefer. So Mara says, Elohochi kamrilei. So that can't be the raya, because the regular case of tick and the sefer has absolutely nothing to do with the Korban Pesach and the or. Here's an isser, there's mutter. So and Mara says, no, this is what they meant to say. Im atzilin tick shall sefer, im ha sefer, ve'afo pishyesh besocha mos. You're allowed to save a sefer Torah with a tick that has money in it. So it became a basis l'davar ha'aser. And still, you're allowed to move it l'kavod the Sefer Torah. If the only way you can save the Sefer Torah is by putting it in its case, and the case has money in it, you're still allowed to move the case. So l'tautl or agat baser, same thing over here. You're allowed to move the or, that's kvod shamayim, together with the baser of the Korban Pesach, because otherwise it would get ruined. It would go bad. So you're allowed to move the Korban Pesach together with the or. Gemara says, oh, so let's see the Gemara Rashi first. Hacha, okay, didn't say those Rashi. Midami, Gemara says, still not the same case. Hasam nase basas ledover ha'aser uledover ha'mutter. There's a Sefer Torah that's mutter, money that's aser, and the tick is a basis to both of them. And obviously the Sefer Torah is more valuable than the money. There can't be that much money in the tick that's worth more than the Sefer Torah. So it's basas ledover ha'aser and mutter, and the mutter is more valuable. Hacha kulu nasa basis. Here the whole thing is aser. The or became a basis to the basar, which is us, which is kulo aser. There's nothing mutter here. Elohachi kamrile. So that's not the dimin. That's not the comparison. This is what they said. In the vien tik shiesh besocho mos mi alma lahatzul bo sefer Torah lo netautel or aga basar. Right? That not only if the Sefer Torah happened to be in a case with money, are you allowed to save it? But even you're allowed to bring a case l'chatchila with money in it and save a Sefer Torah. So if you're allowed to bring a case with money, and you don't have to pour off the money, you don't have to, before you get there, pour away the money, right? They were matter stop to bring a case with money where it's only a basis l'davar ha'aser, didn't yet have the Sefer Torah in it, and then you're allowed to bring it in order to save the Sefer Torah, right, in a case where you couldn't save the Sefer Torah without the tick, right, so you wouldn't be allowed to be metaltal or agat baser, same thing, right, as kvod of the baser, just like covered the Sefer Torah, you're allowed mamish to bring something that's a baser ledover ha'aser, same thing over here, you're allowed to move the hide together with the baser as covered of the baser. So Mara says, Rashi, mevi'in tick, to have a basis ledover shekulo aser. There it's basis ledover aser. The Sefer Torah wasn't in it yet. Umeiniach bo Sefer Torah latzil, and you're allowed to put that a Sefer Torah into that to save it. The eino tzorich lahashlich hamos, and you don't have to throw the money out. Kine mefarish vaazel lo netautel or agat baser. Same thing. Then that's exactly the same case as or and the baser. They didn't aser carrying the or tzorich the baser. If they didn't answer carrying a tick with money in it, let's start with the Sefer Torah. So Mara says, v'hi gufa minola. How do you know that? How do you know you're allowed to bring a tick with money in it to save a Sefer Torah? Maybe it's only if the Sefer Torah is in the tick, you can save both of them from the fire. But if the Sefer Torah is not in the tick, to bring a tick with money in it to save a Sefer Torah, who said you're allowed to do that? Ilein emedeheche de'ispe lo shodi lehu isuye nomi maisinon. If you're learning from the fact that if there was money, that we know, if there's a tick with money in it, right, and a Sefer Torah, you're allowed to, what's it called, to take it out away from a fire. And you don't have to throw the money out. You don't have to pour the money out before you save it. So Mela, if you don't have to pour the money out, even though Lechari you could, right, so you can bring it with money to begin with. Where it says, no, be dummy. Hasam adahachi vahachi nafla leka. Over there, what's it called, if you take the time to pour the money out, the whole thing, they go up in flames. So that's why they were matter you, if the tick had money in it, and the Sefer Torah was in the tick, that you could take it out without pouring out the money, because if you waste time, the thing's going to burn. Hacha the hachi v'hachi v'shadina. Here you have to run with the tick to get the Sefer Torah. While you're running, throw out the money. Right? So just because it's mutter to take the money in the tick when it's there with the Sefer Torah and not have to pour it out, it's no right. You have to pour it out if you anyway have to come and spend time to get the Sefer Torah. Rashi, you don't have to throw out the money, even though there's money in it, you don't have to throw the money out. I see in Namesina, so therefore you could bring one with money to begin with. From another corner in the house, so it would stand to reason that you could bring a tick with money in it to say the Sefer Torah to begin with. Mara says, no, midami. Hechad ha-sefer munachim ha-mos, lehechad ha-hu bo'ach shav la-havio im ha-mos. V'lasis bo-sefer. There's no comparison where the Sefer Torah was in a tick with money, that you don't have to throw out the money, and where you're bringing a tick with money to save the Sefer Torah. Hasam the sefer u-mos b'socho lo-hachi lo-masrachin le-mishtayinu. Where the Sefer Torah was in the tick, and it had money, there they didn't make you throw out the money. Why? Dilma de-hachi v'hachi nafli gleik ala sefer. Because while you're going to waste the time throwing out the money, the Sefer Torah is going to end up being burnt. So get it out of there as fast as possible. But over here, you have to get to the Sefer Torah anyway. That time is lost. So while you're running, throw out the money. Right. So we've exhausted every possible way of comparing saving the Sefer Torah with the tick, right, and flaying the Korban Pesach. Right? What in the world did the Rabbanan say? First we said that can't be because this is a malacha and this is only an Isser Tiltel. So they couldn't bring a raya from the fact that you're allowed to save a Sefer Torah with a tick, even with money in it, whatever you want to say, to the fact that you're allowed to skin a Korban Pesach for covet of what's it called, of the Basar, Po'al Hashem L'manehu, because this is Mamash Malacha Deraisa, this is just Tiltel Muktzah. What's the comparison? Then the Gemara wanted to say that Ravashi said that no, there's two of machloksin over here. Enochinami, the one of flaying it, that we don't bring a riot from tick with the sefer, but they also argued about moving it. And when it came to moving it, that's where the Rabbanan brought a riot from our Mishnah. Now we've exhausted that, there's no riot to that either. Ela omar marv Ravashi la olam kidamrina mikara. It's like we said in the beginning, that the Rabbanan Mamish brought a proof from our Mishnah that you're allowed to move the tick with the sefer, the covered the sefer Torah, that you're allowed to flay the animal, the covered the basar, not to leave the hide on, to take it completely off, in order that what's it called shouldn't have a chance even of going bad, or it looks like an aveilah. That's covered ha basar, called Paul Hashem L'maneu. And even though this is a malacha, and this is only tiltul muktzah, we're going to be able to explain it now. We're going to kakashila hocha tiltul hocha malacha, and that which you bothered you, that this one is only tiltul muktzah, is only the rabbanan, and this one is mamash malacha. So what's the comparison? Kigon de lo kaboy le laor. It's talking, but you don't need the hide, right? So it's davar sheino miskadin. That's how Rashi learns. Most Rishonim learn like that. It's davar sheino miskadin. Okay, and the Gemara seems to say that too. Right? You don't need the hide. All you want to do is to be able to save the basar. You don't want the hide. The malacha of what's it called, of mafshit, is where you need the basar. That's, you're doing it for the sake of the ore. You're doing it to take off the ore. But here you don't want the ore. You just want to, what's it called, to have the hide. And it's like digging a hole, it's like dragging a bed and making a hole, right? I just want to drag the bed. I don't want to make the hole. So it's dover shein amaskavi. Right, lechora it's a psikresha. What do you mean you don't want the hide? The maisa, when you take the hide off, right, it's a psikresha. Even if you don't want it. But it's a psikresha to mafshit. Mora says the shokale bebarzi. You know, you take off a little pieces at a time, so you never really mafshit it. There is no ore that's fit for using. So all you did was expose and that's shalokaderech. That's not the normal way of mafshit, because you're not taking pieces of hide that are fit to use. So it's shalokaderech. If it's shalokaderech, it's only the rabbanon. Now it's the domen. Here's not a malacha deraisa, it's only a malacha derabbanon. And tiltul muktzah is also only the rabbanon. So just like you're allowed to move the tick with the Sefer Torah. They didn't ask for the extra tircha, the cover of the Sefer Torah, or even with money in it, right? So too, you're allowed to flay the Korban Pesach with an Issur Rabbanan, right? Where it's not an Issur Daraisa, right? To take off little pieces, to take off the whole thing. You don't want any of this, the or. So it's not the Malacha Daraisa, it's only the Rabbanan, it's a Shinui. And therefore, you can do that, to cover the Basar, that it shouldn't look like an avail, and it shouldn't, what's it called, it shouldn't to get go bad. The only machlokus is, can you flay the animal or not? And they brought a raya from the tik of the sefer, the masnis, the matzilin mos agav sefer, sorche hedyot af agav sorche gavoa. You're allowed to do even that which is sorche hedyot, but the ultimate purpose is sorche gavoa, to save the sefer Torah. Ho the leka shows lemashdino, since you don't have time to throw off the money. So you're allowed even to metalto the money for the sake of the Sefer Torah. Same thing over here. You can be mafshit the animal, even though it involves an Issur Rabbanan, for the sake of the covet of the Basar. With the kashlok laboy leor, and that which you have a kasha to leor is an Issur Daraisa. It's talking we don't need the hide. Eno tzorich lo leor. The eno miskaven lahafshit. You don't want the or, that's not, you're not mechavin for a hefshit. Hefshit means you want to skin the animal for the sake of the hide. That you don't have kavana for. Below domi la hefshit eilim v'tchoshim de mishkon. Right? Others ask, k'veger asks the chora, this is more malacha shein tzrich l'gufa, not in a mechavin. You want to do the malacha, but not for the reason it was in the mishkon. In the mishkon, they did it for the sake of the hide. Here you're doing it just to uncover the basar. It's more of a melacha shein tzrich legufa, not a dover shein miskata. I have a harav shimon molda b'psikrei shavalo yamos. V'hocha afal gav lo mechavin mifshitu. L'maisa, even though you're not mechavin, l'maisa, you're mafshit in a psikrei shav. Where it says, d'shokalei b'barzi b'chatichos dakos, mafshit v'chote. You take little pieces at a time. You don't flay it all at once, like normally people flay it. You do it in an abnormal way. The ain derech hafshot the bekach. The lav malacha well shvus. It's only a siddur rabbanan because it's the shinui. It's not the derech. Memela, the cases are the same. You're allowed to flay the korban pesach the rabbanan hold the whole way, in order that it shouldn't look like an avela and it shouldn't go bad. Just like you're allowed to save a sefer Torah with a tick that has money in it. Same thing. Okay. Lehechad matzilin oson. Now we're going to the next part of the Mishnah. Next part of the mission is where are you allowed to carry the Sefer Torah to? Right? To where are you allowed to save it to get it away from the fire? So hechi dami mefulish. So obviously you can't take it into Rishus HaRabim for Rishus HaYachitz and Sidoraisa. They weren't matter Isure Doraisa for the sake of a covet of a Sefer Torah. So what Isure Dorabonon Lechora were mutter? So what Zemara says, you can take it to the Mishnah says, Lehechen Matzilin Oson leMavi she'eino mefulish, to a Mavi that's not opened, and Ben Beseira says even to a Mavi that is opened. So now, what is a Mavi that's opened and a Mavi that's not opened, right? Where the Rabbanan don't permit it where it's open, and Rabbi Ben Beseira says it is mutter, even an open Mavi. What's called an open Mavi? What's called a closed Mavi? Hechidami mefulish, hechidami she'eino mefulish. What's called a open Mavi? What's called a not open Mavi? Omer Rav Chizda, shalosh mechitzos u'shnei lechoyoyin, three mechitzos and two lechis. Zem mavi she'ena mefulish. That's a normal mavi. Right, a mavi is closed on three sides. On the fourth side, it's open to Rishus HaRabim. And as a machlokis, what's it called? How you fix up that fourth side. Min HaTorah, you're allowed to carry in that mavi. It's a Rishus HaYochid. It has three mechitzos, right? Now the shaila is now with Rabbanan, since it's open to Rishus HaRabim, you want to make a hecker that if you carry from the house into the mavi, you shouldn't carry from the mavi into the Rishus HaRabim. So we'll see as the Gemara goes on what the different opinions are. So Rav Chisda says that the mavi she'eino mefulish, a closed mavi, is three mechitzes, and on the fourth side that's open, a lechi on both sides of the opening. Okay, a lechi is a stick on both sides of the opening. Zehu mavi she'eino mefulish. Gimel mechitzes v'lechi echad, where there's three mechitzes and only one lechi, only one side has that's on the opening has a stick, right? Zehu mavi mefulish. That's an open mavi. The Tarvaya Aliba the Rebbe Lezer. And both of them hold like Rebbe Lezer. Now, even though we don't paskin like Rebbe Lezer, but they both hold like Rebbe Lezer. And that's how they explain Mavi Mefulish and Mavi Eina Mefulish. This man, Hechsher Mavi. How do you makshir a Mavi? This is kind of Mavi where there's three mechitzas. One side is completely open, right? What do you have to do to be able to carry inside that Mavi? So Beshame Omrim, Lechi Vekora. Beshame says you have to be Mesak in that fourth side with a Lechi and a Kora. One side has to have a upright, and across the top of the opening there has to be a Kora, right? So you need a Kora over the top of that opening, and you need one side to have an upright. That's Beshame. Beshil Omrim, O Lechi O Kora. No, it's not necessary to have a Lechi and a Kora. Either one is enough. One Kora across the top, or one Lechi on one side of the opening. Rebbe Lezer Omer, Shnei Lechayayim. Rebbe Lezer says you need Dafka two Lechis. Kora won't help. You need two Lechis. Right? Not like Beshamai, that one Lechi and a Kora. Not like Beis Hillel, that either a Lechi or a Kora. You always need two Lechis. And the two Lechis are considered like the Mechitza. They close up the fourth side. So, and therefore, according to Rebbe Lezer, the way that it would be mutter to carry in this place is with two lechis. If you only have one lechi, it's not the normal mavli that you can carry. So the Chachamim say it has to be a regular mavli, right? And with all what's it called, completely a misukin. But if it's anything's missing, you can't carry there. And Ben Becerra holds, even if it's missing one lechi, even though Rebbe Lezer holds normally you need two lechis for saving a Sefer Torah, one lechi is enough. Okay. Samara says, Omar Le Rabba, Gimel Mechitzas Velechi Echad Mefulish Karisalit. When it has three mechitzas and one lechi, you call that Mefulish? Mefulish? How that's an open mavui? Pretty close to me, right? Even though it's not the normal way that a mavui has to be according to Rebbe Lezer, but you can't call it an open mavui. The mice, it's closed. The Rabbanan, not so Koko, Oakland, or Mashkin. According to the Rabbanan, that it's a real what's it called, Mavui, right, completely Mesukin, then why can you only save a Sefer Torah? Later on, we're going to learn that, food, something that's not Kodesh, right, you want to save food, Dvarim Shalchol, from a fire, you can only save it into a Chatzar. Okay? But here, Mashma Mavui, this kind of Mavui, not the Sefer Torah, you could save into this Mavui, but not food. According to this, why shouldn't you be able to save food? Save anything, right? You're allowed to be metalkal from in this Mavui perfectly. So why can't you save anything into this Mavui? Why only a Sefer Torah? Right? According to Ben Becerra, that it's talking where one lechi's missing, okay, only a Sefer Torah, because normally you need two lechis. According to Rabban, you have two lechis. So it's a normal Mavui. So why can't you save food? Right? What? You can move anything there. So why, if there's a fire, surely you can save the food from the fire. Elo Amar Rava, Shtei Mechitzos Ushnei Lechayim. Zem Mavu Shem Mechitzos. There's only two Mechitzos. It's open Mamish to two ends of the Rishus HaRabim. It opens on one side to Rishus HaRabim, opens on the other side to Rishus HaRabim. There's two parallel walls, right? And that's called a Mavu, and it has two Lechis. One Lechi on one exit and one lechi on the other exit. Okay? So that is called Mavui Mefulish. Shei Mechitzos Shnei Lechayim Zeh Mavui Sheinu Mefulish. When it has two lechis, it's a Mavui Sheinu Mefulish. Shtei Mechitzos Velechi Echad Zeh Mavui Mefulish. Where one exit doesn't have a lechi at all, that's called an open Mavui. The Tarvaya Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. And both of them hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? What does Rabbi Yehuda say to Tanya? Yesra Alkein Om Rabbi Yehuda. Mishiyesh lo shnei batim, b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim, osa lecha mikan, v'lechi mikan, o kora mikan, v'kora mikan, v'nosei v'nosei v'emtza. Rabbi Yehuda holds that two mechitzas, one opposite the other, is already a rishus hayochid d'oraisa. Min haTorah, you're allowed to carry between two houses on two sides of the street, right? You have a rishus harabim in the middle. The two mechitzas on two sides of the street make that in between the two mechitzas Rishus HaYochid, even though it's open to Rishus HaRabim. But the Rabbanan Asur carrying there, and they said you have to put either a Kora on both sides of the, where the exit is into Rishus HaRabim, or a lechi on either, on both sides. Okay? And then it's mutter to carry midrabbanan too. And therefore, what's it called? The rabbanan hold that if you have only one lechi on one exit, that's called a mavi mafulish, and you're not allowed to carry a sefer Torah into there. Right? And Ben Becerra holds, no, you can carry a sefer Torah into there, even though it's only, what's it called, only one lechi. But to cover the Sefer Torah, they permitted you even with only one lechi. Because Minat Torah, it's Rosh Hashanah, even without any lechis. So normally you need two lechis, one on each exit. And here you need only one. But that's why it's called Mefulish, according to the Rabbanan, because there's, what's it called, there's only one lechi. And it's mamish open to Rosh Hashanah on the other side. And according to Ben Becerra, that's good enough. And a Mavi Sheinah Mefulish, whereas two lechi on both sides, and that the Rabbanan say that's where it's mutter to carry. Amrlo ein ma'ariv Rosh Hashanah. And then the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold it that you can't be ma'ariv Rosh Hashanah with just two mechitzas and a lechi. Amrlo Abaya ledidoch nami l'Rabbanan natzol toch loch l'mashkin. According to you, this is according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is the normal way that you're allowed to carry into a mavli, two lechis, one on each side, and that's perfectly okay to carry according to Rabbi Yehuda. So if they both go according to Rabbi Yehuda, why do the Rabbanan say that you're only allowed to carry a Sefer Torah into this kind of mavli? You should be able to carry anything into that kind of mavli. It's a normal mavli. So the same question you asked is the same question on you. Okay, let's see Rashi. The foolish Karisale. No, the Tarvayu. No, we didn't learn any of these yet. Shnei Lechayayim. The Pesach she'en lo mechitza, the fourth wall that doesn't have a mechitza, you have to put two lechis, one on each side of the opening. Zeu mavi she'en a mefulish, kolomer mavi hanitter b'chol hilchosa, bein be'eruv, bein b'shar dvarim. V'chol heter shar mavuos yesh lo kegon shitufei mavuos. This is a regular mavli. In order for a mavli to be mutter to carry in, according to Beishama, you need two lechis on the open side. And then according to everybody, you need shituf mavol, same like eruv v'chetzeros. You need bread, right, that everybody is mitzareth in the, what's it called, or in other food. Everybody becomes a shutuf, and that way everybody's separate reshuyos are mixed together, so there's no difference between the house, the chetzeros, and the mavli, right? The difference between a chetzer and a mavli is a chetzer has houses around it. So you carry from the house into the chatzer. A lot of chatzeros form around the mavli. The mavli is the center point, right, between a lot of chatzeros. So you have houses opened into a chatzer, and you have chatzeros opened into a mavli. So just like in any one specific chatzer, in order to carry from the house into the chatzer, it has to have the right kind of mechitzas around, plus you have to become a shutuf in an amount of bread, and the bread is put in one of the houses in the chatzar, and that way everybody's individual house is meshutuf. Because the problem is that the chatzar area is owned by all of them. The houses are only owned by each individual. So it looks like you're carrying from Rishus Hayokas, Rishus Harabe. Because Rishus-wise, this is one person's Rishus, this is a lot of people's Rishus. People may confuse that with the concept of Rishus HaYoch and Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, if you're all shutfim in bread, so everybody becomes a shutf in everything, not only in the chatzar, but in everybody else's house too. So merely you're not carrying from a Rishus of a Yochid to Rishus of a Rabim, you're carrying from Rishus of a Rabim to Rishus of a Rabim. Everybody becomes meshutf together. Right? It's all the same Rishuyos. The houses and the chatzar become one Rishus. The Mavui, the same thing. All of the chatzeros are mishtatif together, so the chatzeros aren't the rishus of just this group, and all the groups are mishutif in the mavui. Now all the groups are mishutif in all the chatzeros and in the mavui, so it becomes the same thing, because they're all mishutif in that bread. Okay, so that's the two things you need. So according to the Rabbanan, you need a regular mavui, that's what's it called, that has all the heterim of a regular mavui. The Tarvayu Rabbanan ben Becerra Svilu Krebelezer. The Omer Ein Mavli Vafibu Sosum Nitter Belechi Echad. Even a closed Mavli, in other words, where it's closed on three sides, is not mutter with only one Lechi on the fourth side. Vashemina ben Beseira, the Bahatzolus Kisvei HaKodesh, lo boinu l'chayayim k'rab Elezer. But however, when saving Kisvei HaKodesh, they were makel to save it even if there's only one lechi. Even though normally to carry an amava you need two lechis, here one lechi is enough. That's what ben Beseira holds. And the Rabbanan said, no, it's not enough. Me foolish kari slay. First of all, noi nami de boy Rebbe Lezer v'chayayim miu, me foolish v'mikra. Even though Rebbe Lezer holds normally you need two lechis, but without two lechis, or not without one of the lechis, not called mafu, it's not an open mavu, it's a closed mavu. But old the rabbanon damri l'sheinu mafulish kamras, dehainu mavu hanitur b'chol hilchosav natzal etochu afoch l'mashkin, kamol lechotzer amurebes. V'amai palginu mehadodi, digabi sefer tani l'mavu sheinu mafulish, digabi ochlin tani l'hecha matzil, naso lechotzer amurebes. D'mashma v'o mavu, lo. Later on, the Mishnah says that when it comes to food, you can save it only into a chotzer hamurevis, a regular chotzer that has an eruv. So why didn't it say you can save it to this mavu? According to Rabbanan, this mavu you can carry anything in. So you can save food there for sure, at least what the Gemara thinks now. Right? Why should it be worse to save it from a fire? So according to Rabbanan, right, the Mishnah later shouldn't have said you can carry food into a chotzer hamurevis, mashma, not into a mavu that's eino mefulish. Right? What's wrong with this mavu? According to you, it's a perfect mavu. It has all the heterim. Elamai must be that something's missing, according to Rabbanan, and you can't learn what you're learning. No, it's talking of a mavu that only has two mechitzas. Two parallel mechitzas. Shnei l'choyayim, lechi l'chol pesach u'pesach. And the Rosh Hashanah runs in the middle, and what's it called, and there's a mechitza on both sides, and then, in order to be matarit, you have to put a lechi on one side and lechi on the other side, and the mavu in the middle is mutter. So I leave it Rabbi Yehuda. The Omer b'shtei mechitzas sagi. This goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that two mechitzas are enough to make the area between them reshus hayachid. U'shnei lechayayim, and you need two lechayayim midrabbanan, so people don't end up carrying into the mamish reshus harabin past the houses. The Asa ben b'seir lemeimer v'gabi sefer mod Rabbi Yehuda the sagi b'chad. The Gimel Mechitzas Havi, right? And Ben Beseira holds that for a Sefer Torah, it's good enough one Lechi. Because then the Lechi is considered closing up that side, and the two Mechitzas, you have three Mechitzas, that's good enough for a Sefer Torah. And the Rabbanan holds, no, you need the complete, what's it called, Heter that Rabbi Yehuda holds, two Lechis in order to carry a Sefer Torah into them. L'gidoch Nami, Ikele Mifra Kaktafted Lea. Can I ask you the same question you asked before? Right, if the Rabbanan hold that you need a bona fide mavui that you can carry anything in, then why can you only carry a Sefer Torah? Why can't you carry food into that too? Why does the next Mishnah seem to say that what you could carry the Sefer Torah and you can't carry the food into? The Rabbanan kiven the amris to tarvayu kreb Yehuda. The Rabbanan the amri l'sheino mafulish mafarshi l'sheino chaser klum kreb Yehuda. Right, that is the Rabbanan hold that you can only carry it into a mavui according to Reb Yehuda. That's a regular mavui, right? The lo boy al shtei mechitzos shnei lechayayim. Rabbi Yehuda's regular mavui is two mechitzos and two lechis. Ihachi l'rabbanan yatzel tocha oklin amashkin kamol lechatzar morevis. So why did the next mission say you can only take food into a chatzar morevis mash, but not into the mavui that our mission is talking about, right? When according to the rabbanan, there's nothing missing in that mavui. It's a perfect mavui. Should be able to carry food also.
Just said something.